Good morning. Do we have any children here today? I see one. Well, you'll have to be my children. There's some back there waving their hands. It's nice to have the singers here today. Welcome. Well, this happened about 15 years ago. I had just visited my brother in Farmington, New Mexico. And I was coming home. I had rented a car. I had flown into Albuquerque and rented a car, and I drove to my brother's in Farmington. And I was leaving early on a Sunday morning. I was leaving about 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was just getting light. It was beautiful out. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and before I left, it was just beautiful. It was just inspiring. The desert and the desert was blooming, and it was green, and the desert can be so beautiful. And so I was really inspired, and I was praying as I was driving along, and I asked God to be with me on my trip. And I knew I was just going to be cutting it to get to my plane in time, which I always do, just the last minute, never 5 minutes early. So I'm driving along, and it was just beautiful, the desert, no clouds. I'm in a rental car. And I was driving for about 2 hours, and I noticed this tiny little cloud off in the front, kind of to the side, just kind of wispy. And I don't know what I was doing, but I was thinking, and then all of a sudden it started to rain. And I'm like, what? What? It's raining? There's one little cloud in the whole sky, and it's raining. And it didn't just rain a little bit, it poured. And here I am, the only one on the road, out here in the middle of the desert, no clouds anywhere, but this one cloud was just pouring down on me. And I thought, wouldn't you know it? This is the most strange thing. And I didn't know where the windshield wiper was. Most windshield wipers are by the steering wheel on the left, and nothing there, nothing there. I'm searching around, I'm needing a windshield wiper, and I can't find one. I searched. It wasn't anywhere by the steering wheel, and I thought, well, I might have to pull over. This is really getting bad. And it took me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I found the windshield wiper. It was just a little button you pushed on the right by the radio. And who would think? Nobody puts a windshield wiper there. Well, so then I'm driving along, and I get into Albuquerque, and there's a lot. I'm there at rush hour. I'm there at 8:30. And the traffic is going about 70, 75 miles an hour. And I'm in the fast lane, and there's a median between my lane and the other cars coming the other way. And they're doing road construction. And there's a great big truck coming towards me, and I'm going about 70 miles an hour. Cars all around me, and we're moving. And this big truck was spraying water in our lane, and it wasn't just water, it was white. It was slurry water. It was like cement mixed in it. And when it hit my windshield, everything went white. I could not see a thing. And here we are, cars on all sides of me, and for a second I panicked. I thought, I'm going to be in a terrible crash because I can't see. And then just in about 3 or 4 seconds, I remembered where the windshield wiper was, and I pushed that button, and it came on, and then I raced to the airport, and I got there, and I sat in my seat, and we're up in the air, and I'm still kind of rattled by the whole thing, and the getting there in time, barely making my flight, and the windshield wiper, the whiteout incident. But I sat there thinking about all that, and I thought, God sent that little cloud to rain on me in the middle of the desert when there was no clouds, and it poured. And he wanted me to find the windshield wipers because he knew exactly what was going to happen to me. And so, you know, God answers us even before we ask. He was with me on that journey, and he's always like that. I find that happens to me all the time in my life, that he has been planning ahead when I didn't see. And so I quit whining about a lot of stuff because some things happen because they're supposed to happen. They're supposed to build my character. They're supposed to lead me and teach me lessons. So anyway, you big kids remember that too.
And so our scripture this morning